from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A Southwest Ohio woman who exploited a foster child is now facing more than a decade in prison. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has details.
26-year-old Hallie Blythe of Kettering near Dayton pleaded guilty to engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity and promoting prostitution. This comes after a human trafficking investigation revealed that she took a 16-year-old runaway into her home, forced her into prostitution, and took sexually explicit photos of her for online escort advertisements. Blythe could now spend more than 16 years in state prison and be registered as a sex offender for 15 years. She is scheduled to be sentenced this Thursday.
In Toledo, two people are facing felony child endangering charges after a 9-month-old suffered severe burn injuries from a bath. More from ONN's Jeff Hogan.
According to court records, 27-year-old Brandon Welch admitted to a nurse that he placed the infant into a kitchen sink to give him a bath, which caused the child's burns. 27-year-old Maranthia Valier, who is listed as the mother of the boy, is accused of failing to seek treatment for the injured baby until 4 days after the incident. Both were arrested over the weekend and charged with endangering children, a third-degree felony. Welch and Valier appeared in court on Monday morning, and a judge set bond for each of them at $100,000.
In Northeast Ohio, Alliance Police have issued a warning about a man they call a serial prowler who is targeting elderly women. ONN's David Greenberg has the story.
Police say the man typically goes to the back window or door of a residence and then displays pornographic video or images to whoever is inside. Also tried to enter some homes by cutting screens or opening unlocked windows. Police say they're concerned about his escalating behavior. They say he typically wears a hoodie or a hat to hide his identity and say that he does wear gloves. Police say people should keep ground level windows closed and locked, purchase security cameras if you don't already have, and then also discuss this alert with elderly loved ones who live in the area.
Columbus City Council passed an ordinance last night expanding curfew hours for kids in the city. ONN's Marsha Augustin reports.
The conversation surrounding the curfew change began earlier this month after a teen takeover caused a church festival to close early. Once signed into law, the curfew will change to 9 p.m. for children under 12 and 10 p.m. for teenagers between 13 and 17. Kids will first receive a warning for violating the curfew. Repeated offenses could result in a misdemeanor charge. Parents whose children violate the curfew would undergo educational training, at least 1 hour of community service, and face a fine up to $50.
Talks have stalled between one Northeast Ohio employer and its worker union, and that could result in a strike with regional impact. Here's ONN's Dave Chadowski.
Earlier this month, the union, which represents over 300 Akron transit workers, overwhelmingly rejected a contract proposal. Workers say they have been working without a contract since 2024, and the most recent proposal only included a wage increase for 2026 with higher health insurance costs for some. If the union votes to strike, they would be required to provide a 10-day notice before any walkout. No word on when contract talks will resume.
A Central Ohio school district is facing a steep fine for violating student eligibility compliance rules. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
Olentangy local schools will have to pay a $10,000 fine for violating a bylaw of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The district said the organization reached out to Olentangy Orange High School about a violation in January regarding a student. The bylaw states that school principals are responsible for student eligibility and institutional control. 10TV is working to learn exactly how the bylaw was violated.
And a Ukrainian drone manufacturer has selected Northwest Ohio's Lucas County for its first American assembly and manufacturing center. ONN's Angela Ann has details.
Governor Mike DeWine's office announced Monday that UDD Tech Corporation plans to create 300 full-time positions in the village of Holland. This is by December 31st of 2029. The project is expected to generate $18.4 million in new annual payroll. Northwest Ohio was competing with other states, including larger markets like Texas to land the company. Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur said the Lucas County facility will support U.S. and allied demand for first person view drones, unmanned systems, also training and testing, dual use commercial applications, and long term U.S. expansion.
Thanks to our television affiliates WTOL in Toledo, WBNS in Columbus, and WKYC in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.